Lizzo claims she doesn't make music for white people but worked predominantly with white producers on last three albums. By David Ng on October 12, 2022. Lizzo claimed in November's Vanity Fair cover story that she doesn't make music for white people. But the pop star has worked predominantly with white producers and songwriters on her last three albums, partnering on some of her greatest hits with the rock band X Ambassadors, whose members are all white. In the Vanity Fair interview, Lizzo addressed criticism that her crossover success means her music is aimed primarily at white audiences. "This has happened to so many black, sick, artists, Diana Ross, Whitney, Beyoncé. Rap artists now, those audiences are overwhelmingly white. I am not making music for white people. I am a black woman, I am making music for my black experience. For me to heal myself, from, the experience we call life," she said. But a cursory glance at Lizzo's discography reveals she has worked regularly with white producers and songwriters. Her breakout 2019 album 'Cause I Love You was dominated by the rock band X Ambassadors, whose members, Sam Harris, Casey Harris, Adam Levine, touring member, Russ Flynn, are all white. The band produced and wrote the album's hit single of the same name, as well as three other songs. Other album tracks were also produced by Ricky Reed, also white, and Oakfelder, who hails from Turkey. Lizzo's current album Special, which was released this year, features mostly white producers-songwriters, including Ricky Reed, Max Martin, Emily Warren, Ian Kirkpatrick, and Michael Pollack. Some of the album's producers are black, including Pop Wansell and Kel Chris. Her second album Big Girls Small World, released in 2015, also featured a lineup of predominantly white producers, most notably BJ Burton, who wrote most of the songs on the album, and Stephon Bionic Taylor, who wrote four. As Breitbart News reported, Lizzo campaigned for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in 2020, pounding the pavement in her native Detroit as part of the campaign's effort to drum up early voting turnout among Democrats and turn Michigan blue. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.